Hi, it's Dave Clemens. Time now for the WaterWise tip of the week. We bring in Dan Denny, the water conservation manager for the city of Bend. How you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Good, good. What are we talking about this week?
Well, today we're talking about water reduction goals. So as we mentioned last week, and we've talked on this show before, you know, in 2021, we identified 7.9 billion gallons of water we had to reduce by 2040. That's our goal, in order to forego pretty hefty investments in new wells and reservoirs and things of that nature. So because it may be hard for the average person to kind of like visualize 7.9 billion gallons of water, right? We all know that's a big number, but what does that look like? And how does that compare to normal consumption? Or, you know, to simplify it, what that equals, what that breaks down to is about 17 gallons per person per day. So if you and I both reduce water use by 17 gallons per day until 2040, this will get us to our goal of that 7.9 billion gallons.
No, I don't understand this goal thing. So how does this goal of using less water help us exactly? How does that?
So basically, as we talked about last week, as more straws go in that glass.
Okay, so we're trying to save that now for when more people show up.
Well, more people are showing up, right? And so we're trying to outpace that.
Maybe we should just focus on stopping them. Like,
how do you propose we do that, Dave?
I don't know. Yeah. We got to just do some big propaganda campaign, see? And we just find a reason for them not to move here. Yeah. You know, the whole Ben sucks, don't move here thing.
I've seen those bumper stickers.
I have.
They are not working.
We're on to something.
Well, so here's an interesting fact, because we do get that question a lot. The land use laws in Oregon are interesting, and we don't get to decide here in Bend whether we can stop growing. It's not left up to the city. Okay. It's we're told by the state what we have to grow our population to, and right now that's around 150,000 people.
Okay.
Right now, I think the census has us around like 102,000 or something. So I think our growth management folks have projected we need, I think, 30,000. Or so more homes over the next 25 years. So we're a little late on stopping people from coming here.
Right. I'm just kind of laughing because of where we're going to put those homes. But this is a whole nother.
There's another conversation.
I just find it interesting that the state has decided how much water we need to save to make room to give that water to other people.
Exactly. So we've done.
That's what's happening, right?
We've done the engineering exercise to determine how much water we need to save. And if we don't save it, you know, we will build more reservoirs, right? We will pursue more wells and water rights. Those things are much more expensive than the conservation effort. So sure, all the rebate programs and things we have now dwarf in comparison to what that infrastructure costs, because not only do you have to build it, but you have to maintain it and you have to operate it. And that takes people and staff and a lot of money.
More people have to move
here. And more people.
And work for the city to deal with the water.
So we're a beautiful place. And the reality is we're growing. So the ask today is really to just put that into perspective for folks of what does that 17 gallons look like? And how can you easily find that in your day to day? Right. And essentially, for example, that could be reducing one irrigation station for 2 minutes. Right? So just one irrigation station, not all of them, reduce that runtime by 2 minutes, 17 gallons a day, right? That's an easy fix and you're not going to notice a difference, right? But it is helping out the community in that goal. Take an 8 minute shower instead of a 10 minute shower, right? Those are simple things. Replacing a high efficiency toilet is going to get you well above that. Right. So there are simple things, and there's resources out there that we're offering to help facilitate some of that, you know, like those rebate incentive programs. Try to make it easy and affordable for people to do that, because in the long run, it is cheaper for us. And, you know, the future is unknown. So we don't know, are there more water rights available even for us to purchase? So this really helps us in the short term and the long run.
If we don't save the water, what happens? Water gets more expensive. Will there be a water price hike?
I mean,
yeah, in reality,
like that's probably what would happen, right?
Sure. Just like, you know, as we get less and less land, land gets more expensive.
Sure.
That's the reality of things. So we can delay that from happening sooner by maintaining the supply we have now. And this is the way to do it.
And you guys have all kinds of great ideas on how to save water at the website.
Tons. Waterwisetips.org. Check it out. Yeah.